In the previous recording, we looked at the very serious situation regarding absentee fathers. So what should the church be doing to help solve this crisis? Obviously, the pastor needs to teach the congregation what the biblical principles of good parenting are, the spiritual state of the world's children, to which I referred earlier, made the following suggestions for a strategy of addressing their needs according to the data collected. Discipleship programs which apply biblical principles in the vital areas of social and moral values formation should be developed. Family systems must receive support. Churches should equip parents to train and inform their children through teaching and role modeling, and provide parenting to children orphaned or in single parent homes. The report states further that churches should 1. Promote healthy communication between families, 2. Allow youth to ask taboo questions concerning subjects such as teen pregnancy, homosexuality, and sex, 3. Correct perceptions of media heroes who are poor moral examples. 4. Deal with the realities of crime, poverty, and negative social environment, part of holistic development. 5. Consider partnering with social development agencies. And 6. Consider partnering with government. To make all this happen, the church leadership must make every effort to make the needs of the hurting children and youth by intentional planning, making the necessary funds available, and by creative ideas for community-based implementation and the participation of the congregation. Finally, the church has an important responsibility towards those who have no parents at all, namely the orphans. Titus states that the biblical understanding of orphan, by implication, also includes children who have been neglected, abused, abandoned, and/or exploited. He says that Old Testament law instructed the people to provide for the material needs of orphans and widows who were to be fed from the third year's tithe, from forgotten sheaves in the fields, and from fruit God commanded to be left on the trees and vines. The church should realize that having been instructed to take care of orphans, if we fail to do so, we are sinning. Dear facilitator, by the end of this outcome, your students should be able to tell you what the impact is of absentee fathers. They should see that God cares for the fatherless and that the church has a role to play in educating the fathers on their role and in caring for the fatherless.